HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
We're approaching the end of 2020 and I figured that the last two episodes we should probably spend recapping the year, talking about what happened in tech, how it'll impact the future of tech, and so on. Of course, the pandemic is still on, and even though we're hearing about vaccines, there's a chance that things will continue for at least a few more months, so there is going to be some impact of that as well. Nevertheless, let's look back at what happened this year. Now, let's see. When we say what happened in tech this year, I think the most important thing is also the most recent thing. Facebook and Google are facing big antitrust cases against them in the US. The EU is also expected to take actions eventually, but the US is finally going up against these companies. In fact, the US case asks to break up Facebook. And while that probably will not happen, these cases are very big for the future of tech, and everybody says they will have an impact on what the future of Silicon Valley and the tech industry in general will look like. And it's very likely that that will happen. Both the cases against Google and Facebook say that these companies have been anti-competitive. So essentially they're cracking down on their core business model and saying that these companies have become way too big and way too powerful and governments really need to rein them in. Now, there was a historic case against Microsoft all those years ago, and that did impact Microsoft's future as well. In fact, some experts say that it was that case against Microsoft which led companies like Facebook and Google take over and sort of surpass Microsoft. If you've been getting most of your antitrust news from foreign publications though, then you probably missed a very important distinction in what's happening in India and what's happening overseas. You see, when the US and EU, when they regulate against these companies, most of those regulations seem to be stemmed on A, user privacy, and B, competition. Essentially, those countries are accusing these companies of either violating our privacy or saying that they need to promote the free market and that these companies have stifled competition. In countries like India, on the other hand, most regulation seems to be around nationalism. And what that means for us is that nobody really cares about our privacy. The government cares about whether data is kept within India and whether they can regulate on that data. And companies, well, companies always care about profits. Now, it's not as black and white as I make it seem. Of course, there will be some regulations around privacy in India as well. But from what we have seen, the draft of the Personal Data Privacy Bill wasn't really great in terms of protecting our privacy. It did, however, require a lot of data nationalization. Now, that is also needed in a way because companies like Google, Facebook, etc. are so powerful that they are also in a position to dictate terms. I mean, think about it. If tomorrow Google and Facebook say we are leaving in India, wouldn't that have a huge impact on your life? And it's not just that. They are very deeply embedded in the economy nowadays. They have spent on our startups. They have set up certain programs which is helping various businesses, and them going away from this country might actually hurt those companies and the country as well. And in such a case, they hold a lot of power over the government as well. So the Indian government is really also trying to rein in these companies and the power they have, but in a different way altogether. With the US going after Facebook and Google, what it means for countries like India is that they can now really, really act. So far, every country has sort of pandered to these tech giants, but when the US pulls the glove off, it's a signal for the rest of the world that it is time to sort of go after them and get things back to a status quo, or at least correct the wrongs that we may have made. And speaking of reining in companies, the second big thing this year is of course, the Chinese ban. The Indian government so far has banned over 200 Chinese apps. And 200 is a huge number. I mean, I know India has a lot of Chinese apps, but I don't think there would be more than 200 that are really as important. And some say that Chinese loan apps could be the next in the list of bans. It also includes apps like TikTok, Bigo, Hello, and many more, which were really, really popular. In fact, you know what? When the bans first happened, a lot of us thought that they would be back in a month or so. A lot of PUBG players said that PUBG would return in a matter of days or months. A lot of TikTokers said it should be back in a month or so. But experts did warn us that it would take time. And here we are at the end of 2020, and nothing really has changed. TikTok employees in India are enjoying probably the longest and most uncertain vacation ever. Okay, then probably not on a vacation, but you know what I mean. In the meanwhile, companies like ShareChat, Daily Hunt, and Times Internet have really prospered. So TikTok had approximately 170 to 200 million monthly active users in India. And when it was banned, all of those users had nowhere to go. So overnight, people started downloading every short video app they could find to sort of fill that void that TikTok left. And these apps were provided by companies like ShareChat, which made Moj. In fact, Moj was made in under 30 hours after the ban. Daily Hunt made Josh, Times Internet has MX Takatak, and there are smaller companies like Chingari and Mitro as well, who are sort of vying for attention. Now, all of these guys started off well, but something very funny happened. After about 3 to 6 months of the ban, everybody realized that the leader of the market was still a Chinese app called Snack Video. And Snack Video's ban came just about 2 months ago, which means that the grind is still on for these companies. And remember, in the short video or the social media space, just gaining users doesn't really make you profitable. In fact, some say that it can take as long as 10 or 15 years to really make money in social media. And unlike ByteDance, which has billions of dollars, ShareChat, Daily Hunt, and others are not as rich. So it will take a while for these guys to really take advantage. Right now, they're getting people to download the apps, getting them to use the apps, but monetization and making money is a long way away. Now, some say that TikTok will be back in the new year, but that's of course a rumor, and a rumor that, as I said, has remained for a long time. But what we do know right now is that in 2021, India's short video space is open for business. And the only thing we can do is wait and watch. Now, of course, these are not the only two things that happened this year. They are the more serious ones though. And I must admit, my favorites. They're also the only two I have time for in this episode. In the next episode, I promise the more fun things that happened this year in tech. Wish you all a Merry Christmas.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.